Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coach, you really did a good job of picking it back up in the third period. Limited most of their opportunities there. What changed for you?
Well, I thought the second period, actually, scoring chance-wise, was pretty even. They had more shots than we did. But, you know, if you look at the game storyline, you had to expect some pushback after being up on them after the first, and they gave a strong push. They've been one of the best teams in the NHL last few weeks, and we expected that. And I was just really proud with how the guys came out in the third and were comfortable with the 2-1 lead once we had it and just managed it in that one stretch. I think we went 7 or 8 minutes without a whistle, and just a really, really mature way, playing against one of the most experienced and mature teams in the National Hockey League, to do that to them, I thought was you know, just a really good evening of learning for us and growing, and just pleased with the team effort that happened here throughout the whole game.
Is that composure? Is that the one thing that really impressed you, the way the guys handled it? Because that was a situation, you know, it's easy to look ahead to the All-Star break. You guys really closed that out, though.
Well, no, the puck management was unbelievable. Like, people always speak about defense and taking away space and gaps, but we really managed the puck well in the third period. We gave them very little, and what we did, Linus was calm and controlled on. So it was a big night for us, just as far as really feeling the game. We need to play against the top teams in the NHL. We have so much respect for Dallas, for what they've been doing, and watching them has been a real treat for us coaches, just in how strong they've been playing and what a good team they are, and how we were able to, you know, beat them at their own game actually tonight for the points, which is something that, you know, our group in a much bigger learning curve at the moment will take a lot from.
In the second period, did you feel they put a real strong press? I mean, it seemed like they had two guys on the puck every time you guys touched the puck, and they seemed like they were really, really on you in the second period with a press.
Yeah, no, I mean, what happened was we got a little bit softer on our puck management, and there were moments where we would have liked to be a little more aggressive physically. We thought we lowered that part of our game from the first period. But again, the compliment also to Dallas, how they were playing in the second period. They gave it all, and they pushed hard. And in the end, you know, I'll say we had pretty even scoring chances, about 4-4, 4-3 second period. So the shots were more from the peripheral. They did increase the shot volume, but we withstood that hot period, came out with the lead at the end, and managed that really well.
How would you explain your success on these faceoffs tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's an area that we're, you know, near the bottom of the league, if not the bottom of the league. So for us, it was huge against the centers. And faceoffs are always a group effort. Everybody always just gives them straight up to the centerman. But it's what are you doing straight after the secondary battles that ensue off faceoffs. And we just did a really good job on all those situations tonight, which helped, number one, our penalty kill, which was excellent against one of the hottest power plays in the NHL, if not the hottest of late. And it all begins with the power of faceoffs and specialty teams. So we were pleased that part of our game had probably its best night of the season tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.